This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Scheduled to speak in person at Two Rivers Gallery, Prince George, BC, Tuesday, November 28th, as part of the Inspiring Women Among Us series of events, is Vivek Shreya, Alberta-born and Toronto-based multidisciplinary creator and artist. To mention a scant few details, she signed with Mint Records, published with Penguin, filmed with CBC and HBO, a la How to Fail as a Pop Star, in case that rings a bell, tends to an associate professor post at the University of Calgary's English department, where she teaches creative writing, and has received accolades for involvement in all of the above. So, why is it important for you to come to Prince George, Urban Outpost, in the subboreal spruce biogeoclimatic zone on Claylitene territory? Why is it important for your message to land in this hub of BC's north?
I mean, to be totally transparent, I received a very lovely invitation from Zoe and the committee members there, and the conference sounded really lovely in terms of, and important in terms of, the work that is being done. And I think because I grew up in Edmonton, my heart sort of belongs to smaller communities that are trying to figure out how to make sense of this world, because you know, certainly now living in Toronto, I find that there's a lot of more resources and larger communities and whatnot. We can be a bit spoiled over here. So yeah, any opportunity to visit a smaller area is always, you know, super meaningful and important to me.
Certainly. It can be challenging to build a community, you know, really anywhere, in any city, in any town, right? Over the past several years, acceptance of queer community on our campus has had some ups and downs, right? Like, our Pride Center was subject to vandalism not so long ago. But yet, on the other hand, their events are seeing really healthy attendance this year. You're a faculty member on a university campus. Now, as it pertains to building community, especially on campus, what are you involved in, or what successes are you seeing right now?
Well, when I got hired, without sounding too grandiose, I hope, it felt like an important gesture by the institution to have a trans person of color as a faculty member. Certainly when I look around at department meetings and faculty meetings, when I started, there were very few people, if any, that looked like me or embodied the experiences, lived experiences that I live. So, you know, that's one thing that, without again overstating progress, felt, and I think I feel sentimental about it as someone who attended university in Edmonton. I couldn't have ever imagined someone like me at the front of the room, so that to me felt like an important gesture. I'm going to be totally transparent that I because of some of my other artistic endeavors, I haven't been as active at the university for the past year and a half.
Sure.
So I can't speak to sort of like recent community engagements on campus.
It's difficult to keep all the plates spinning, right?
It sure is. At some point, some plates have to go or get put on hold.
Sure. Looking at perhaps the activity of queer culture here in Prince George specifically, as I mentioned, attendance has been really good on a number of PG Pride events, but at the same time, anti-SOGI sexual orientation and gender identity activity. At the same time, though, sections of the community rose to the challenge of countering that, which was a challenging time for a lot of people, right? Although it did seem to have the effect of galvanizing a lot of people who are friendly to the community to say, no, we support this and we want this in our community. And again, not to overstate progress, as you mentioned earlier, are you seeing any advancement or positives that are coming through within the work that you're doing, be it on the ground in your artistry or in the academic world that you're also exploring?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I think where my brain skews is always like, there's so much more we could be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now, especially with the war and the way that that's bringing up a range of ideological conflict, I don't know. I'm worried, actually. Like, if I can be totally candid, I'm worried about where we are at. I'm worried about the lack of sort of intersectional politics, you know, people standing up for causes outside of their own lived experiences, people standing up for issues that might not pertain to them. I think one of the hard things about COVID when it first started is in some ways it really pushed forward an agenda of individualism with stay safe. You know, I really struggled with that motto or slogan, even though it's well-intentioned, because the emphasis of stay safe is then on the individual, right? It's not like stay caring or stay nurturing or stay vigilant of the people around you. It's stay safe. Like, we're all responsible for our own stuff. And I do think that in the past 3 years, it feels like a lot of the work that happened, I'd say maybe pre-Trump, it's been hard to see a lot of that get undermined and thrown out. So, sorry, I don't have like a super positive answer here, but I think especially with the rise of the anti-trans hate visibility this year, I find myself like, yeah, just like nervous about where we are and wanting to see more engagement, more activism, more self-reflection than what I'm seeing right now.
A piece of what I hear in that is how critical it is for people to exercise empathy and express allyship with people outside of, as you say, their own lived experience and to join the cause.
Exactly. Like, again, to go back to lockdown, so much of what happened was an emphasis on you and yours, you know, your biological family, your family, your nuclear family. And I found myself during those years, like, really thinking about, like, what about people who don't have biological family? What if people who are, like, you know, disconnected? And certainly queer and trans people often fall among that, like, in that category of not necessarily being able to turn to biological family as like the main center of support. And so, yeah, like, I find myself really wanting us to see beyond our own immediate issues of passion, issues of concern. And this is like work that I'm trying to do too. Like, obviously, you know, thinking about people of color and women and queer and trans people, those are, you know, social issues that I really care about, but I'm really trying to think more along the lines of, you know, disability and class and some of these other areas that haven't been necessarily top of mind for me because of my own experience, and I'd love for us to be doing that collectively instead of just focusing on the people we care about. How are we thinking about people beyond our communities?
Within that work you do, the way you express yourself, it's difficult for me to peg you down to any one medium or craft. You're proficient
Great.
In a number of areas, right? Film, text, audio, visual, name a few. What mediums did you start in, and what are you exploring right now?
I always say that music is my first love. That's sort of where I came into an artistic practice. I'm really biased, but I think that music is like the best, the most important. I don't know. To me, it's the medium that I connect with the most. And in terms of what I'm excited about now, I mean, as you mentioned, I just launched a show on CBC Gem, and yeah, the world of TV is actually super, super exciting and interesting to me, especially because of how collaborative it is. Again, because of the isolation of the past 3 years, I really feel like part of what has drawn me to the work in TV has been just the fact that you're constantly working with like lots of people, as opposed to, you know, book writing, which is very much you and yourself and the hell of your own mind.
Yeah, it's nice to get out of that world of one's own brain and just connect with others. Yeah, we can't wait to see you on Tuesday. Do you know what you have in store for us on Tuesday?
It's going to be a bit of a Vivek buffet. I'm hoping to do some songs and a reading from one of my books.
Nice. I like the buffet.
A little bit of everything for everyone.
Do you have dreams of experimenting with any other mediums in the future? I'm kind of curious what might be next for you. What's running around in your imagination?
I mean, I often think about dance and I often think about sculpture, but I've taken rudimentary classes in both recently because I hoped that there was some sort of latent talent waiting to be explored or exposed. And to my embarrassment and humility, I do not have latent talent in either of those fields, but that's not to say that they're not still interests of mine to explore. Yeah.
Good for you for trying new things constantly as well. You have to keep the brain plastic.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have any advice for people who might not want to fail as a pop star?
That's a really fun question, actually. Skip the music industry altogether. I don't know. Just don't worry about it. Like, that can't be the question. Like, I think at the end of the day, the thing I really wanted people to take away from the show is that it's still worth trying, as corny as it sounds. And so I think that there's always been a desire for fame, obviously, but I think with the advent of social media, where everything is quantified by numbers, it feels like the main agenda is like how to go viral, how to increase your following. And again, I think that those things have always existed in some way, but it feels more transparent. And I think there's more of an emphasis on it now more than I've ever, certainly in my lifetime, that I've experienced. And I think the most important thing to remember when you're an artist is that you're an artist. Your job, first and foremost, isn't the accolades, isn't the followers, isn't the numbers, isn't going viral. It's to make the best art that you possibly can make, the most meaningful art that you can make. And rejection and failure and disappointment are all very likely byproducts, you know, of that journey, but that can't be the thing that stops you or holds you back. So, you know, I guess for anyone who doesn't want to fail as being a pop star, I would say focus on your art, like focus on your craft, focus on the message that you want to give. And failure and disappointment and all those things will probably come, but, you know, like me, you'll find yourself that regardless of failure, you'll still be making the thing.
I appreciate your perspective on that holistic wraparound view that, you know, you must create, get out there and create and do it. But that's not the only piece of it. The rejection and failure that you may experience is just simply a part of that process. That
exactly.
The whole thing can be viewed together as one, not to escape it. It's something that has to be experienced alongside. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. I'm super excited to come, and yeah, this has been a really nice conversation.
At Two Rivers Gallery, Prince George, BC, Tuesday, November 28th, as part of the Inspiring Women Among Us series of events, is Vivek Shreya, Alberta-born and Toronto-based multidisciplinary creator and artist. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program.